Well, guys, I knew this day would come. It finally happened. TikTok banned my original TikTok account. I know a lot of you guys followed me from TikTok. So if you haven't seen a TikTok from me in quite a while, that's why. You can now follow me on my new TikTok account at Come On Man Pod. That's all one word, at Come On Man Pod. Please follow me. Help me rebuild. I was at almost 30,000 followers when they kicked me off their platform. So come on, follow me back. I certainly appreciate it. Thank you. What's up, everybody? You are listening to Come On Man, a 3% Man podcast. I'm your host, Paul Bauer, and I am on the road to being a 3% man just like you. If you're new to the show, this is a podcast for fellow students of Corey Wayne's book, How to Be a 3% Man, and for men who just want to be better in general. We talk about dating, gaining wealth, being happy, and using the law of attraction to get everything we want in life. Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Come On Man. If you haven't done so already, please subscribe to the podcast on your favorite podcast platform of choice. If you are listening to this on iTunes or Apple Podcasts, please give us a 5-star rating and leave us a review. It helps us more than you know. If you're watching this on YouTube, please be sure to go ahead and subscribe and hit those notifications. That also helps out more than you know. All right. This week is an interesting episode because there is a little bit of different strategy when it comes to texting women, different strategies and philosophies when it comes to texting women, when it comes to Corey Wayne's method and Benny Lichtenwalder's method. Some of you guys, especially you guys on the 3% Man Facebook group, know Benny. Benny is our resident dating coach. And I say that because he's basically been with the group since the beginning, and you know, a lot of the guys go to Benny for coaching. And Benny has different methodologies when it comes to texting women. You know, Corey talks about, you know, not texting for a full week after a date. You know, there's some things that Benny talks about that's slightly different, you know, depending on your interest level and stuff like that. So definitely stay tuned to that conversation, and I'll bring that to you right after these words. I'm not sure what you're doing tonight, but what I'm doing involves a bottle of Courvoisier and a lady. Well, maybe not the Courvoisier, but definitely a lady. If you're like me, you're tired of expensive, girly-smelling colognes from expensive department stores. You don't want to smell like a little bitch. You want to smell like a friggin' man. That's why I've partnered with Duke Cannon. Duke Cannon has a wide range of men's grooming products that actually smell manly as hell. My personal favorites are their Naval Supremacy bar soap and all of their awesome smelling colognes that women love. I have several of their colognes for different days of the week, but my Saturday night cologne is Grant because it gets the job done, if you know what I mean. Right now, if you visit duke.comeonmanpod.com, you get free shipping on orders over $25. Using duke.comeonmanpod.com tells them I sent you and you get free shipping. Win-win. Again, that's duke.comeonmanpod.com. Don't smell like a little bitch. All right. We've got the three amigos this week. We've got dating coach extraordinaire, basically walks on water, Benny Lichtenwalder from Lover and a Fighter. We've got Luke from Bristol, who's on the fucking podcast like every other episode now. What's
His
up, guys?
His name is 10 Reasons to be Gay for Me, Luke Aylward.
Once I've set up my OnlyFans.
And a mop, Luke Aylward. Definitely. Yeah. So the reason why we're getting together this week is because we were having a conversation about basically Corey Wayne's texting recommendations in How to Be a 3% Man, you know, basically, or I mean, it could be also be phone call too, right? It doesn't necessarily have to be texting, but a lot of people focus on texting. But basically it's
the phones are for setting up dates. You set a definite date and then you get the fuck off the phone. And then you basically are not supposed to be contacting a woman until the date. And then you see her in person, you don't confirm. And a lot of guys in the 3% man community, the, you know, 3% man Facebook group are having a hard time with that because there's quite a bit of women that don't respond to that. And just also adding some color to this, I just did a TikTok at the time of this recording. I just did a TikTok for my podcast TikTok account where I talked about how I had went on a date and I didn't text a girl back immediately after the date because we don't do that. Yeah. And oh my God, the fucking hateful comments from some of these women was just astronomical. I just got totally shit on by some of these women. Like, well, it's, you know, it's polite. It's, let them know that you had a good time. And I'm like, but you got to let them wonder about you a little bit, you know?
Sure. Yeah. We'll do all the chasing. So that way we feed your abundance. So you have as many beta orbers as humanly possible and then break all the rules and, you know, explain it away for the one, you know, guy that doesn't do that shit.
Right. Right. Exactly. So obviously those women didn't fucking get it. A lot of the guys that follow me absolutely were like, yeah, this is good advice and stuff like that. But one thing that Benny specifically, I distinctly remember, because you're very good about this, where guys post their date updates, guys post questions or whatever in the 3% man group. And you would come into the comments with like a video recommendation as a professional dating coach. And I just remember one thing where I was commenting about this, like we don't text for a full week or whatever. And you were like, but if you had a good date with her, it's not smart to wait a full fucking week to let her know that you have some interest. And I wanted you to expand on that a little bit.
Man, well, I don't remember that particular response. And I think I think it would be highly situational.
Okay.
Couple things to color the background with this. The first thing is, this is going to get kind of verbose. Brace yourselves, everybody.
That's fine. We want to fill up at least an hour.
Yeah. So one thing that's now, Corey Wayne knows all the pickup shit. I know he does. I know he's got a background in understanding of pickup. I think he tried it out for a while. But you can also kind of tell Corey Wayne's method of dealing with women is more sort of mature. And that's why it appeals to a lot of us, because a lot of us are busy professionals. Like, we're not necessarily going out clubbing and shit like that. Like, we're pimping from the house, you know, running our business, running our podcast, you know. And then we meet girls out on dates one-to-one. We use our charisma and our confidence in our personality to win over these women one-to-one, instead of like yelling in the club setting, like shaking our ass, you know, doing all this kind of stuff and trying to pull at the end of the night. No hate against pickup, by the way. I think that's really cool shit. But I think a strong foundation of that is not necessarily lacking from Corey Wayne, but it's not as visible. And so that's where some of the pickup stuff can really come into play when you think about texting. I'm gonna explain how. So one thing that you'll learn from pickup artists, if you spend time studying them, is basically that it's all about how you make the girl feel. Like, everything is about her experience of you. That's what all the shit's about, whether it's on the phone, like in person, like it all comes down to how do you make her feel when she's around you? Okay. And if you think about it, that's what entertainment business is about, right? It's like, I'm not saying we're the dancing monkeys. We're just like, hey, are you happy yet? Are you happy yet? But like, you think about a good movie, like a good drama makes you want to cry at the end, right? And a good comedy, like that shit makes you want to laugh, you know, like Chappelle's Show, that shit makes you laugh. An action movie, like, okay, let's say you just went, what's y'all's favorite action movie?
Favorite? I like the Expendables movies. Let's throw that out there.
Okay.
What about you, Luke? What's your favorite action movie?
Yeah, probably Fast and Furious. I don't know. I think so.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Those are good. Solid.
I haven't seen the Expendables, so don't admonish me.
Okay, get the fuck off the podcast. Wow.
Okay, bye, guys. Yeah.
But if this was a 3% man group, Luke would have kicked you off the page for a comment like that.
I know, right? Yeah.
I just can't.
So, okay, we'll go with Fast and Furious for this example. So imagine like when you're done watching Fast and Furious, you know, and you've seen fucking Vin Diesel Hulk out on some people and you've seen some cars get raced and some like some fucking dude eating a sandwich on a corpse and yeah. all this shit, yeah. right? Like how when you leave that movie theater, like what do you feel like at the end of that action movie?
Oh, I feel empowered. I feel pumped. I want to go and drive my car fast and punch someone in the face.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to drink about 9 beers out of a funnel and punch someone in the mouth. Definitely.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah.
I want to go do some cool shit.
Samurai or something like that. And I just want to fucking bust out a katana and slice people in half.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
Right? So all of entertainment is geared towards like making you feel something. And that's what the good shit, like when we find a good movie, that's what it is. And so all this dating stuff, all this interaction with women, particularly because they are very prone to feelings and much more in touch with, you know, like the earth, as it will, than we are as men in a very, like in the sense of feelings, like it's all about that shit. And so it's all about her experience of you. So keeping that in mind, like from that lens right there, that's a pickup lens, okay? Because what a pickup artist is doing when he's around a girl is in very selective ways, whether he's removing his attention or giving his attention, he's still, everything he does is designed to make her feel something, mm-hmm. whether it's competition anxiety, whether it's like butterflies or validation or whatever the fuck, you know, it's all designed for that purpose. So we are doing the same thing over text. And so from that lens, when you talk about how we conduct ourselves over the phone, you have to think about it from how is this going to make that girl feel? So if she thanked you at the end of the night, right, we don't set up the next date off the thank you. You might, you know, and you go all like depending on how the date went. Yeah, you might if you think that she's like maybe your main interest or something like that, you might choose to initiate a text. Even Corey Wayne says 80-20, right?
Yeah.
Now, well, if you initiate, if you're the only one to initiate during that course of that week, that's 100-0, I guess. But
he does. I would say though, he does say that it is the man's job to do a little bit of the chasing in the beginning, right? Like the first maybe 2 to 3 dates, it's the man's job to reach out, set a definite date, and then give, and then that space in between dates is to give her a chance to start reaching out to you.
Yeah.
So then your job's over as, you know, when it comes to chasing, she reaches out to you, use that as an opportunity to set a definite date.
But I think 100%.
I think what the controversy is, I think everyone understands that it makes sense, but the controversy is the amount of time between you just went on a date. And he says in the book, like, it's basically 5 days, you know, is what he's saying. You know, if you met him on a Monday or Tuesday, you ask him out, you know, like it's 5 days, comes out to 5 days, but that no texting for 5 days, a lot of women can't fucking deal with that.
Yeah. And now keep in mind, if you're doing your job right on the date, if you're following all the principles, there's a lot more to it than just reading 3% Man like 3 times, right? We'd read it 10, 15 times.
Sure.
And then if you're doing your job, you're probably reading Atomic Attraction. You're probably following pickup artists. Like honestly, that's one thing that a lot of guys, like we look at, like as a lot of us in 3% Man are like single dad types or like just mature men going about our life purpose. And we think of pickup as like this fucking cheesy, like douchebaggy thing, like wearing fancy clothes or like insulting girls and all this kind of stuff. But really it's just a nuanced understanding of what's going on socially. So if you follow that kind of stuff and you incorporate it in, that's when you can sort of get like the elevated level of, you know, understanding. I forgot where I was going with that though. Where you were saying,
we're talking about the space between like what Corey recommends, yes. Not texting or like calling for 5 whole days. And I just, okay. I just distinctly remember you commenting on one of my posts like months ago, and I'm really hurt that you don't remember the specific comment,
right?
But you said something like, look, if you had a really good date with her and you know you had a high interest and stuff like that, you said maybe 3 days is, you know.
Yeah and yeah, it's an artful employment of the foundations. I mean, you learn this shit, you internalize 3% Man, you make sure that you have multiple dates per weekend. I'll just go out once on a weekend, you know, if you can help it. Right. You're studying the other sources and the pickup stuff ideally. And then from that place of like a 360 degree education, and also not just being up here, but when you're out on dates, you're a real fucking human being. You're not a robot. You're being present with that girl. Like when you're doing all that shit, you know, you're going to artfully break the rules in some cases, you know? And so this is where it gets really hard to drill down because there's no universal formula. And yeah, like the way that we carry out text conversations, like you've talked about it before with the phrase mirror game. And I call it conversational investment level. Mm-hmm. And like you're calibrating all your texts off of the girl's effort level, right? So, and that's an art. That's not like the science that, if there's any science to it, really you're saying, like, I'll say like mirror game is like, reciprocate. And what I say is like you go one notch down so that the girl's just like barely more invested than you. So you calibrate like your text bubble size, your emojis and your fucking punctuation and all this kind of stuff off of what she's giving you. So you can tell she's like all lowercase, no emojis, no punctuation, one line or a couple words, like you know where you stand, you know, and you might just fucking send like a emoji like back to that or just leave it. And you learn the art of calibrating off of not only the timing. Most guys know timing, right? Like I've had girls tell me that like a guy would like calculate out how long she took and he would double it every time. And she actually did the math on all the responses. She could see right through it.
Yeah.
You know, the guys have kind of figured out the timing a little bit, like it's out there, but then they forget about the effort level. And that's the key thing. And so you learn these things. And if you do that right, and also if you do the making her feel good shit right when you're in person, and also it makes her feel good for you to not invest more than her, believe it or not, in a roundabout way. If you do all that shit right, then you can sort of artfully break the rules. And maybe if she didn't text you, some girls won't for whatever reason, you can hit them up and you'll find that you'll fucking be able to go out with them. You'll be able to set up a date and all that stuff and you'll hook up. Maybe she's the type that doesn't hit you back in between. I had one girl, she's a regular fuck buddy of mine for months. And this girl would not text me in between. She would never fucking text me. I think on two occasions, there were 2 weeks where she hit me up like in between. Now this particular woman was more successful. She was a nurse practitioner. Mm-hmm. And she was fucking hottie, all this stuff. But she, like her voice, you know, like most girls, like we like to be around feminine women, like women that are really fucking bubbly and stuff like that. She had an air of like flatness in her voice, like an air of depression. And I don't know if that played into this or what, but she would never fucking text me. I did everything right. I was seeing plenty of other girls at the time. This girl would never do it. I would reach out to her once a week. Sometimes it would be in the middle of the week because if I had limited availability on that weekend, you know, you need to set the date in advance, right? So you're thinking about what day you're on versus, you know, the weekend and what days you have open, and you're juggling all this shit. And so I might choose to hit her up after a few days because I'm thinking about the weekend. And so she would respond every time. I'd go see her, we'd go do something, we'd go back and, you know, have a good time, you know? Mm-hmm. And sometimes you have to do that. Otherwise that would have been like a major, she was one of my like regulars. Like that would have been a major piece of my abundance at that time missing had I not chose to hit her up, you know? So sometimes you got to do it.
Got it. I want to bring Luke into this conversation a little bit. Yeah. So a lot of this came up, this whole thing came up because we were talking about how, you know, waiting a week doesn't work for a lot of women. And one of the things that you were talking about that you like to do is, especially if you've got a date set for 5 or more days in advance, because sometimes it's like 7 days out. And if you're not texting or communicating at all through that time, a lot of women just drop the fuck off. So one of the things that you said that you like to do is just like maybe a couple days later, you know, don't get in a invested fucking conversation, but you'll send a meme or something, right?
Yeah, I'll send a meme or one of my GIFs or a funny video or a purpose video of what I'm doing. So, you know, like I'll send, if I'll be having a workout, I'll do some flying spinning kicks or something. And I'll send that, something cool of what I'm doing or something really funny or yeah, as I say, or a meme or a gift, just something that makes them feel something and lets them know that I'm still there. I'm still interested. A couple of days in, 4 to 5 days after. So if we've set the date, you know, for a week's time or longer, then, you know, on day three to day five, I will send something. So she knows I'm still interested. And so she gets a feeling from me again, because she's got all these other guys in competition, and some of these guys could be making her feel incredible. Someone she's just met on Tinder right now might be pumping her up. So, yeah. So what I mean, I do everything that Benny talks about, and everything he talks about fucking works, as I've said before.
Well,
it's 100%.
I want to put an asterisk to that though, because I wouldn't do that as like a formula. I wouldn't do that as a regular. I would artfully depart from the 3% man, but generally speaking, the woman has to chase. So especially if you're at like date 3 to 5 and she's not the one hitting you up in the week, really that's going to be symbolic of, unless she's one of these chicks like what we just talked about, which they do exist, and there, it's not so bad where you don't want to hang out with them or hook up still. You know, like, so you do want those girls around you in some cases. But like, unless it's something like that, you don't want to get in the habit. Like, your goal should always be to create maximum feelings where they can't help but themselves but to text you. Like, they should be sending you shit. And oftentimes it should be a lot of shit where you get into that place where you have to Corey Wayne it and be like, hey, you know, I'm so glad you texted me. Like, I'm really excited. Like, our last date was fucking amazing. Unfortunately, like today I'm swamped doing the fucking Come On Man podcast, which by the way, that's secret. Forget that you ever heard about it.
I'm not telling anybody else about that. Yeah.
Can't wait.
You're busy. Yeah.
But I can't wait to see you this upcoming weekend or whatever. Or you're setting a date up off of it. You might get them on the phone real quick and be like, yeah, you know, blah, 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 blah. Okay, let's set the date for Saturday. And then you fucking cut it off. Then she hits you up like the next day. Good morning. You know, whatever. Same deal. Like you engage with it. You engage with like the girl. Remember, it's about the girl's experience of you. So you engage with it. You don't just like be a robot and be like, hey, great to hear from you, but now I'm busy with the Come On Man podcast again. So talk to you Saturday. You engage. You're like, oh yeah, it is a great morning. You know, snapshot of the sunset or whatever the fuck. And then you say whatever and be like, okay, cool, heading off to work, do whatever. And so you engage with her so she doesn't feel ignored and she's getting that attention. But again, the mystery is still there because she doesn't know shit about you at this point, you know? So you do have to engage when it comes to you, but I wouldn't proactively shoot the stuff out as like a formula, because now you're getting away from the principle of the woman chasing you.
Yeah, okay. That's true. Yeah, absolutely. That's right. I don't know where that thing came from, but it's really, really effective, all of this stuff that Benny mentions. I know recently I've been breaking the rules a bit and doing things my way. I know I'm guilty of that. I've been freestyling a little bit.
I just want to jump in there, Luke. I don't think you should beat yourself up for that so much. And Benny even said that too. You want to artfully detach from 3% man occasionally, but sometimes like we do things that Corey doesn't teach. You know, like we get it from other sources. The whole idea of mirror game, the whole idea of matching investment level in texting, like Corey doesn't teach that shit in the book.
Yeah.
You know? So that comes from somewhere else, but it works. So it's like, yes, you have to sort of incorporate shit huge that works.
Yeah. It's not just what works. It's like a huge thing that needs to be factored in, you know? Absolutely. So yeah, like, and Luke's taking massive action. There are few guys taking massive fucking action because it's so painful. And I know you are too, because I've seen you've got multiple dates set up for the weekend and shit.
Like, don't want to brag, but.
Right? Dude, I've been watching your date updates yet, because I've been fucking swamped, but I keep seeing it. I'm like, man, I gotta catch up with this stuff.
They're going well. Yeah.
That's awesome, man.
I really want to post them in the WhatsApp group and on the 3% man page, but because we're on lockdown, if someone took that to the cops, do you know what I'm saying? So I've had to keep my date updates quiet.
Hey guys, snitches get stitches. Okay. I just want to put that out there. What goes on in the 3% man Facebook group stays in the fucking group.
That's it.
Yeah. So I've had to kind of be quiet and pretend I'm behaving myself.
But it's like with as much action as Luke is taking, like he can figure out what he can get away with and what he can't, because that's you can't write that down. Like 3% man is a product of Corey Wayne. But how many fucking dates did Corey Wayne go out on? How many text conversations did he have? There's probably so fucking many, and you can't even remember all the stuff that you learn. You know, you just kind of do it in the moment. Just like a skateboarder can't like say how to like do an ollie per se, you know, like you just have to fucking do it. And I think it's the same. So yeah, you'll end up doing your own thing a lot of times.
Yeah. I kind of have this intuition of what I'm going to get away with. I'm like, I know I'm going to get away with X. For some reason, I just know that I can. And part of that comes from my abundance that I'm feeling. It's like, I know I'm going to make that work. Whereas if I did that when I didn't have an abundance mindset, it wouldn't fucking work.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, so I was just going to throw out another nugget, but it kind of plays into everything we were saying, which is like, you know, like what's going to work because it's congruent to like what's going on in here. And that's a huge part to like your text conversations and your dates, which is basically like you create the good feelings in here and then you just like spill it out onto the girl. Like so many guys that are depressed or, you know, are super anxious or whatever, like they have such a hard time with this. Like they go in and they read 3% Man and they're like, man, I'm trying this shit, but it's like, it's not working for me. And it sucks because like, it's funny, like the way this world works is like, the more fucked over you are, the more fucked over you're going to be, right? Like you're born without a leg. Sorry, bro. Like your NBA dreams are kaput, right? And so it's like, if you're born, like if you had a shit luck of the draw in terms of family, upbringing, social environment, whatever, like that's your problem. And you inherit that into adulthood until you stomp it out. And so like, if you can't create the good feelings in here, you've got to do whatever it takes to fix that, which there's a variety of ways to do it, but you have to, and that's how you do that. But it's funny, like you can feel. So like like what Luke said about feeling, another key to having really good text conversations is like to generate those feelings, because that's going to guide the way that you carry your conversations out. But what a lot of people don't realize is that you can stop what you're doing. And you can manually recreate those feelings inside. So it's like you're just kind of going the flow, like you're product of your circumstances for the day. You wake up, you didn't get much sleep last night, so you kind of feel like shit. Like you can actually stop what you're doing and be like, okay, like today is happy day. And you can fucking like force the smile, make your physiology adopt the, or make your brain adopt the, your posture, and just fucking like, and do that like before you go text, you know?
Yeah, it's like they talk about in the movie The Secret. Like if you're having a shitty day, you're going to perpetuate that shitty day. You need to find something to snap you out of it to raise your vibration. So they're like, listen to a good song or something that, you know, anything that gets you in the right vibration to put out the good vibrations, I guess.
Yeah. And you can, and then you'll know like when it's good, and then you.
What were you going to say, Luke?
See, this is the thing. Remember when I was having a really rough time and we had that fucking Facebook texting group for, I think it was supposed to be the moderators, but Steve was in there for some reason. Do you remember that group?
Yeah.
I'd had a really rough time at this point. Do you remember I was really down? Everything had gone horrendously wrong in the date. And Steve was giving me advice. And I was like, I don't get it, Steve. I said everything that you say. I said the things you say, and I'm not getting your results.
But you're not Steve. But
I'm not Steve, and that's not congruent with who I am. And I'm not feeling, because that guy's on cloud nine. That guy is fucking smiling on his fire truck with his like zombie apocalypse apps.
The painting of the mustache on the wall, like fireman TikTok shit. Yeah, that's Steve, right?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, that a lot of it too. Like, I mean, I just finished my 15th read of 3% Man. Like, I feel like I deserve a diploma or something. I'm on the 16th listen already because I finally caught up to the audiobook again. And I'm like, I just finished this, but all right, fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, one of the things, I mean, he really drills into it is that you can't just take what's in the book and like do it as a formula. It eventually, like you read this over and over again, to make it a mindset, you have to own it. And it has to be some like a part of who you are. and people that really just grasp that, and they, you know, they take what works, they adapt other techniques and stuff like that, and they make it a part of who they are. Like, those people I think are really successful.
Yeah. Yeah. So Luke's thing is the framed picture of the goose and the framed picture of Granny.
Okay. Granny and goose tennis, my man Luke.
Goose Granny.
I went back and listened to the episode I did with Maureen Korchick, the first episode. No, it wasn't. It was like the second episode that I had Maureen Korchick on, and we got in this conversation about what like Luke does with these, you know, interactions with these women with like the fucking giraffes and goose tennis and stuff like that. And she was talking like how that kind of shit cracks her up, and she could see why it works.
That's awesome.
It's just so absurdly ridiculous that it makes them like go, what the fuck's up with this guy? And then they're super intrigued by him.
Yeah. Every time I go on a date, they're like, whoa, your message is like, nobody's texted me like that before. And then they were like, and you know, setting the date immediately on the phone, like nobody rings me on the phone. I was just like, oh, you know, I'm just a bit old school like that.
Yeah, it's good shit, man. Can we, let's segue into like the original discussion a little bit. Sorry, yeah. I'm just like hijacking a little bit. So, cause I was just thinking about this. I want to make sure that we cover this shit on the call too. So as I was thinking about some of the differences, like between like what we're doing in my little group versus like textbook 3% man. One thing is going to be my philosophy on setting dates. Okay. Some people try to set dates over text and shit like that. That's a problem. Corey Wayne says not to do that. I'm pretty sure, right? He says set dates over the phone.
I just heard that on my run this morning. In the book, he says you need to be setting dates over the phone, but if she texts you,
okay,
it's okay to set a date over text. That's how he says it.
Okay, so I would add an asterisk to that, which is that there's always an emotional hook point. You can always tell when you've got a girl chasing you and when she's emotionally invested. And you should really be able to feel her chase at that point. So at that point, you know it's safe to go ahead and set a date over text. Like sometimes it's just not going to be convenient to pick up the phone to call and set a date. Like it's just, it might even be weird at that point to do that when a girl is chasing you so hard over text. So you don't necessarily have to do that every time. But before that emotional hook point, which for some girls could be several dates. It all depends on your performance. Like, again, going back to it, it's like, what is her experience of you, right? So if you did really fucking good, she might be chasing you after that very first date. Like, you might even hook up on the first date, and after that, she's just fucking chasing you. But depending on what happened, or depending on, like, how much chemistry you guys have, like, that emotional hook point might not come for a good bit. So that's when you get into picking up the phone. So you will find, for anybody watching this, if you're setting dates over text before the emotional hook point, which you'll know because you'll be able to feel it, like you're going to get flaked on. You're going to get the reschedules. You're going to get the flakes. You're going to get stood up. Okay. So make sure that you're using the phone. And so I guess I don't think this is different than what Corey Wayne would say. But I'm just saying it in a different way because that's super important. But I think one other difference, and we talked about this a little bit, like of my method of doing it versus Corey Wayne, is like, if you set a date a good minute ago, and let's say you set a date on a Monday for like a Saturday, and that chick hasn't texted you all week, like the Corey Wayne method, and I think this is kind of the main purpose of the call is this question, right?
Yes.
Here. It's about confirming, I think. And so let's say you set a date on Monday for a Saturday and you haven't heard shit from that girl all week. For one, as a dating coach, I think, well, okay, shit, let me see that text string. I want to see like how your conversation went. Tell me about the phone call. Like, what did you do to like spike this girl's emotions and get her feeling really good? Because most of the time you should have that girl texting you throughout that week if you did a really good initial interaction. But sometimes you get the girl like the nurse practitioner or whatever, they won't fucking do it. So that's my first question. But if you get to that point, not on a Friday, not at any point throughout the rest of the week, but on Saturday, the day of the date, let's say you're going out like 6 o'clock or something like that, and noon rolls around, or, you know, noon, 1, 2, 3 or whatever. and you haven't heard from that girl, like what I'm going to do is I'm going to confirm it's going to be in a really fucking tricky way, right? Because I don't want to get stood up on. I don't want to drive into Atlanta per se, you know, which is a shit ton of traffic, and go grab a table and sit there and spend money on a drink.
You and I talked about this the last time you were on the podcast, where because I said that I follow Dave Parada's advice and I usually confirm the night before. And you're like, well, if you've made it a date over the phone, that doesn't happen. And that's bullshit. I did make a date the other day over the phone, but it was so far out, she did cancel on me. So I don't know, but I think it's probably because I set it so fucking far in advance. I typically don't like to set it more than 4 days.
I think you're right. Like, yeah, because again, yeah, it's hard to generate the hype and stuff. It is hard, but you can get better at it too. Yeah. Some girls, like after your first phone call, they'll be so fucking into you. And especially if you do a really good job, that, you know, once you hop on that phone, like that shit is good as gold. But you can't control how much that girl likes you. And especially if you haven't done it a whole bunch, obviously you've done it quite a bit, but for guys trying the shit out, like you have to get the feel of like how to spike up a girl's emotions. You can't just have a businessy get to know you style conversation over the phone and expect for just because you called her for that to be the shit. No, it's like she has to have a good experience of you. But if by and large, if you use the phone, that's an opportunity to use your vocal tonality, right? To actually spike her emotions. Whereas
it's faculties.
And so you've got everything available to you to like, you know, mold the clay. So it comes to Saturday. I'm going to wait as long as possible because I'm hoping, because a lot of girls will wait too. You'll see where you don't say shit like that day. A lot of times, like when you're thinking about messaging them, if you wait the whole time, you'll see that they'll actually hit you up early that day. Like, hey, are we still on for tonight? It'll happen a lot. And so that's why I wait to the absolute last minute. So a couple hours, like in probably an hour or two before you would actually start getting ready. Right. What I'll say is I'll be like, hey, I can't wait to see what you picked out to wear for me tonight. So that's like,
ooh, smooth son of a bitch.
I wish I could take credit for that, dude. That was my pimp, BFF. I've got a friend that's a girl that's the shit, and she helps me come up with the bullshit. but that line came from her, but it's great.
We don't ask fish how to catch fish. I'm like, what's going
on? Hey, this fish knows what she's doing.
Okay.
She's a female 3%er.
Okay. Fair enough. I've met a few of those now, like in TikTok and just interactions and stuff like that. And people stitching videos with me. Like there's this, I think she's like an Iranian dating coach, and she is just spot on with all the 3% type shit.
Bubbly?
What's that?
Is that Leanne Bubbly?
No. Her name is like Cam something. Okay. Amelia or something like that. But she's super smart. She talks about, tells guys to be mysterious, tells guys to not over pursue and just all that kind of shit, you know? Yeah. Real good. Yeah. Real good fish.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Some women like are fucking savvy and, you know, it's great to have, like, even if like, well, she started off as like a prospect, but it's not a bad thing to have like girl friends in your, you know, in your, like you spend time with attractive women, it actually raises your testosterone level. Plus they have friends, et cetera. So it's not a bad thing to have. But so anyway, that line, that's fucking perfect, right? So you're saying it in a way that you expect her to show up. You're not being like, hey, like, am I still a pimp? Are you still showing up? It's like, no, I can't wait to see what you got to wear for me. And that's like, you're getting dressed for me, you know? And that's kind of what the vibe of the date is. So that's a great way to kind of like ping to see if they actually hit you back and they're like, yep, you know, whatever. And then they show up.
So you're waiting until the day of, couple hours before you send that message. And if they don't respond to that, you don't show up.
Exactly. Yeah.
Got it. Okay. Or they'll cancel, or they'll say, oh, I've got the prettiest dress. Ooh, I can't wait for you to see it.
Yeah.
Take it off.
I can testify this one works.
Okay, you've tried that, Luke?
I Benny was on the phone telling me what to say, and I followed the script, and you know, things went quite favorably.
And you too listening can have Benny in your back pocket if you go to lover fighter.com. I'll put the link in the show notes. Benny's much more affordable than Coach Wayne, and I actually like his approach a lot better. That's why I wanted him on to explain his philosophy around this stuff, you know, because it's similar but different. It's same but different, but still same. Yeah, I don't know.
For those sort of like book nerds that like want to kind of like go a little bit deeper, I mean, really what I have to say is a fusion of Corey Wayne. Corey Wayne, let's be honest, Corey Wayne has put together the most practical handbook on how to conduct yourself over date for men in the modern age. Like, his shit is the bread and butter. There's no fucking question about that, I think. And that's what he's put together for us. And then in addition to that, I think you can go layers deeper with stuff like David Dayton. You can kind of like, if you can handle the hippie speak and shit like that, you can sort of ascertain certain truths about, you know, life purpose and reality and communicating women and sort of like what's going on at a deeper level. You can apply that to your purpose. You can apply that to relationships. And that's like a second facet of, you know, what I, you know, regurgitate. And then the last part is pretty much just pickup stuff that I've learned from Owen Cook, some other pickup artists, but like, he's the main one that I admire. And the reason why, and this is where a huge part of the value of the shit that I have to say comes from, is because Owen Cook was one of these guys that was autistic and his life was basically fucked. If he didn't like go to the club every single day for, you know, his entire 20s and 30s, like, he was going to be like, you know, the guy that gets pissed off about his stapler and burns the fucking building down. Right. And So Owen Cook, like, he's autistic. So he basically had to figure out the little micro nuances of social interaction. And that's what he would break down in his YouTube videos. And so somebody that's autistic is highly analytical, highly sensitive. And so he's able to break it down for a lot of these guys that just had shit upbringings, don't realize like what's going on with communication and energy exchange. And he breaks it down for the logical mind. And most people don't, like, they can do it, but they don't know how to teach it. So when you factor that stuff in with Corey Wayne and the David Data stuff, to me, that's like sort of the holy trinity of dating advice. And that's what I'm putting out there. So it's like, it's not against Corey Wayne. It's just, you know, colors from other, you know, from
the slightly different. It's the same thing with me. You know, I look at Atomic Attraction and Dating Essentials for Men with Dr. Robert Glover. Now, Dr. Robert Glover, when it comes to texting, he says he's very much like, keep everything simple, right? So Corey Wayne, like, when it comes to attraction, he's got the whole scale, right? Anything below a 5, she's not interested. You're wasting your fucking time. If it's 5 or better, you know, and stuff like that. Dr. Glover says it's either high or low attraction. Don't make it difficult. And when it comes to texting, he just says, just keep texting and phone calls to a minimum before a date. You know, like, he's very simple like that. He doesn't have hard and fast rules like, oh, you got to wait at least 3.7 days. Like, nothing like that. It's just keep texting to a minimum, which I found helpful, because when I was first learning the 3% book, I was very strict with it. I was like, I will not fucking text for a full fucking week. And I think that's where like your initial video comment came in, like, dude, you know, like, you got to give them a little something sometimes, you know. But what I started realizing when I was so staunch about it, though, is women would reach out in between dates. And then I would act like I shouldn't be on the phone texting, you know, especially like if I set a date and then this was going to be a first date. Women like to text between. And so I was very staunch, like trying to not text them, you know, tell them I'm busy and all that stuff like that. But I eventually realized that you do, it's okay to reply. It's not going to kill you. Just don't be spending all fucking day texting, you know, maybe one or two texts in a day. That's it. That's all you need.
The wrong move. Imagine the wrong move. Like, imagine not replying.
Right.
Like, in that case, it's a fucking wrong move. You're showing the girl that you're not interested, you know?
Yeah.
And they'll go somewhere else, you know?
Yeah. And I also learned that, you know, when they're texting and you're just telling them like, I'm really busy. I'm really busy or whatever. They start feeling like they're bothering you, you know? And so I learned that the best way to deal with that is not telling them you're busy all the fucking time. For me, anyway, the best way to deal with that is not replying to them right away, but reply to them in like a couple hours, you know?
Yeah. And they get the vibe of that, you know?
Yeah. Like, then they just are like, oh, he was just busy, but he got back to me, you know? And it's such a more natural way of dealing with things. And then they don't feel like they're bothering you. And then that still gives them a chance to chase you a little bit.
100%. I think that's how most women are. I wanted to add to it though, and then I'll shut up since I've been running my mouth quite a bit on this.
Well, I brought you on to run your mouth.
Awesome. Well, okay. So one last thought is, you know, Corey Wayne's, he made his money in real estate and whatever other businesses he's got, right? He's a very established, successful dude. And he likes to be around high powered women from what I can gather. And so there is this archetype of woman. Like I think back to this really high powered Atlanta lawyer that I dated for a while. Corey Wayne's method worked on her to the fucking T. At week 7, she was, you know, getting to the I love you and all that. She did not, like, she would text me at the very end of the day, like, after we'd been seeing each other, she would text me at, like, 11 p.m., right? She goes through her whole work day. She does her run. She does all her shit. Boom, 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 boom. You know, she's, like, on track to be a partner in Atlanta law firm, all this shit. Hit me up at the very end of the day. How many guys can, like, actually deal with that, right? Most guys get all pissy, you know, and blow themselves out really early. So it's kind of cool. Like if you adopt Corey's method, you have access to these type of women that you would otherwise not have access to. Right. And Corey Wayne, you know, as he is, he's able to say, hey, I only want to deal with these types of women, you know? And so as you hear stories from him, like he would interact with girls that, you know, would be in their masculine. He'd have to like try to pull them out. And sometimes it wouldn't work, you know, because that's a hazard of dealing with these type of women. Right. But that doesn't mean they're all going to be like that. So you still want to be able to date these type of women. But for me, and I think for most of us in the group, it's like, we don't want to only see those girls. Like for me, like, dude, in like, obviously not relationship material, but dude, I love me like a crazy chick, even like I have as a challenge, like tried to apply pickup in 3% man, et cetera, around some girls that would test the fuck out of me. Like, I won't repeat the same stories I've said before, but like, just like extreme circumstances, like powering through it, you know, to try to like get to the end and like use all my, you know, hold my frame fast to see if they'll adopt it. And stuff. I like the crazy girls. I like, you know, the preppy girls. I like the tattooed bartender chick. I like them all. And I just want to see like who's going to stack up to my values and who is, you know, cause I don't know what package I'm going to find this girl in. I don't know if she's going to be, that like the, you know, the hippie chick. I don't know if she's going to be the high powered business chick. And my little prejudice is that I think Corey Wayne's method with the don't text whatsoever the whole week, I think it's more geared towards the high powered chick. That's his vision of the 10. And I think for some of us, we want to be a little bit more open-minded, and that's why, that's another thing that goes into it.
Got it. Yeah. Go ahead, Luke. You want to add to that?
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, I'm dating a lawyer right now, and exactly what Benny said. She's happy to go a couple of days. You know, she'll go 4 days without texting before she then hits back. Things like that. And you remember British shit test girl was very, I don't want to be a dick, but she was very common, should we say. And she, you know, if I didn't text her every 5 minutes, she would be like, and before we'd even met for a date, she got shitty with me all the time.
Yep.
So, you know, that's it. But then again, you know, you can also meet people with a very basic life and a very basic job who text more like the lawyers, or who don't text at all. But then when you meet up and see them in person, they're all over you.
Yeah. So but, like, I just went on a date Sunday with an occupational therapist. So, you know, she's a professional. She doesn't have a lot of time to text. And like her texting interactions leading up to that date were very short, you know? So I was doing very much trying to match her effort. You know, she sent four word sentences. I would send 3 word sentences, just really, you know, doing that kind of shit. And then I had very low expectations going into the date, but in the date, like used all the fucking tricks. David Data, speaking of David Data, one of the things that he talks about is staring into a woman's left eye, because it's supposed to be like the feeling eye, you know, the receptive eye. And I just started getting back into that recently. And it's like a fucking closest thing to a Jedi mind trick I've ever seen in my life. But you make that eye contact with someone with their left eye, their left eye. It's like they just start having this emotional bond with you and shit, and they don't even realize it. And so by the end of the date, she was just like putty. And then the very next day, she's the one that started reaching out. It was like, what the fuck? Jedi mind trick. But yeah, she was, you know, she was one of those chicks that just, she didn't have time to text, very short texts and stuff like that. And it's just because she's a professional, higher class type woman.
Yeah. The other thing that we spoke about, a lot of people have spoken about this, but me and Benny spoke about this earlier, is that Corey Wayne, he had his shit together. You know, he was a very high status guy. He had huge, you know, he had a lot of money. He had a lot of status.
You know,
a lot of the guys on our page who are just starting out are not going to get away with half the shit that Corey got away with. Even sexy motherfuckers like me aren't going to get away with all of that.
Well, that's what one of the guys in the group, Will from England, sweet mustache, had a whole video about that stuff. Like, we're not going to get away with the same shit Corey Wayne did. Corey Wayne had his own like telemarketing TV show in Florida at the time. Like, he was a kind of a mini celebrity.
But you can create a similar vibe and a similar lifestyle. Like, you can, the shit that you can get away with can really fucking be mind boggling. So I just want to add this in to the conversation. So there was a guy I was coaching today, and there's this chick that's been like trying to force him into the friend zone. Like, they've already made out a couple times. Like, they, like, she's come on to him. And then like she they were texting or something, and she goes, this is after they've seen each other several times. He's like, I appreciate your friendship. So he hits me up with a text. He's like, dude, I appreciate your friendship. Like, what do I do here? So I told him, I said, okay, I say back to her, say, I appreciate that peach with a smirk emoji after it, right? So that's what he did back in the response to her, right? And he's got to set the frame. So he does it. And of course, she, boom, like long fucking text. Like, I can't believe, like, she, no, first she goes, what? So I'm like, dude, don't say anything back. Wait. So he lets that sit in. Okay. So after he doesn't respond back to what, it's like, boom, right? And like takes up the whole iPhone Plus. And he the way this played out, unfortunately, was he sort of like broke, like he was supposed to report back into me every time there was a new text. And so he eventually like played into her frame. And he was like, oh, well, what didn't you like about, because I had him record a video response to it. When she like challenged him with this big long text, I said, hey, dude, look, say this, say, hey, I've really appreciated our time together. Like, I think you're a fucking amazing girl. Like, this has been really cool. But you know, I don't want to just be friends with you. And I can't really see, you know, how that would work moving forward. So, I really enjoyed our time together. But I'd love to keep seeing you. And then he closed it off. And so he sent her that video really congruently, right? He had it, he had his mannerisms and the feeling down and all that shit. He sends it to her. And then of course she takes a few days and then boom, right back. Right. Well, then he got reactive to her after that. But my point is, this is what I was trying to show him, is like, you can achieve shit that you would never think is imagined. Like, most guys would play into that frame and be like, oh, I guess I fucked it up. I talked about her ass. Like, I'm in trouble now, you know, et cetera, right? And it's like, no, it's like, you would, if you held that frame, right, you didn't react to the second bit. Think about how reactive she's being to you with like the big, like double long text and everything. It's like, you're trying to reset the frame because, you know, probably you did something wrong on the date that set the tone a little bit too friendly or whatever. Switching that around is hard. Well, if you stay, you hold your frame, if your frame is, you know, it could be successful business guy, or it could be like, hey, I'm the girl, or I'm the girl, I'm the guy that all these girls have fun with, or I'm the guy, like in my case, the guy that lives in his parents' basement that's still out there pimping it. It's like, whatever you want to create, you can create that same vibe, but you have to be congruent to it. So you just get ruthless about holding your frame, and you can accomplish it. Like in this particular case, this guy could have turned it back around and told this girl. I've seen crazier shit happen, but your frame has to be stronger than the girl. So yes, Corey Wayne is the shit, but there's you can take your situation and make it the shit too.
Yeah. Got it. I think that's well said. I think that's well said. And I think that's the perfect segue to wrapping this up. Benny, Luke, I love having you guys on. Oh, what do you want to say, Luke?
Okay. The other thing I see people fuck up on the page a lot is that they're setting the second date. Some of them, they say, oh, I should wait a week to reach out. Like, don't wait a fucking week, 3 to 4 days. Like, you know, Corey sort of suggests that you try and get the date for the next week. But a lot of people on the page will actually wait a week to reach out to set another date. And by that point, someone with that, I mean, listen, fellas, if you had like 100 people a day blowing up your phone, some of which were really hot, would you still even care about whoever that fucker was last week? Do you know what I mean? Possible. I just don't think
it's possible, but I agree. But to your point, where you're at in the week versus that upcoming weekend, that matters. So if you're rigid about a week, you're going to admit, because all these other guys blowing up her phone, remember, most of them are fucking up. That's the 97%. So it is possible that she would remember you, but I mean, it is a good point. She's like, she may not care depending on what her initial interest level is, but you're absolutely right. If you're rigid with that, yeah, you miss that opportunity for that upcoming weekend. We don't schedule dates out like 2 weeks in advance. Like that never works. So you're absolutely right. You can't just, you know, stick by the week.
Yeah, because then you're dating every other week, and who the fuck wants to do that? We're supposed to be dating them once a week, right? At least in the beginning.
That's it. So I personally, my experience would say 3 days is the magic number, because if you leave it, that's enough time for them to wander and to hit you and to hit you back. But if they haven't hit you back and you let it go on and on and on and on into day 5, 6 or whatever, well, how are you going to – well, they'll have planned their weekend by that point. So, 3 to 4 days max, really, to set the second date. And it goes a little bit against some of what the book, he says 4 to 5 days, but
if you fuck up, so let's say, let's go back to this example of dude. I know we got to wrap this up, but let's go back to the dude, right, that played into her frame. So if you fuck up in that case, I do think it's appropriate to wait the week, unless – you know, she's going to be traveling or something like that. Like that week really seems to do really well when you fuck up and it helps like sweep your mistake under the rug.
Yeah. That space is like a magic, magic eraser.
Yeah. It is. We've done that many times. Benny and I have agreed to do that. And usually by day 3 or day 4, they would come back. That 3 to 4 days is the magic number.
Yeah. They're like cats. Absolutely. All right. We definitely have to wrap up here, guys. I think we're definitely at an hour now. I really appreciate you guys as always. Thanks for coming on. Benny, we'll post a link to your website in the show notes. You guys definitely need to hire Benny because he's a smart motherfucker. And Luke, you're going to be on the podcast again. We all know that.
Yeah, it's just fun having me around, you know, because of Granny and the geese.
Right. All right, guys.
Need to be.
All right, guys. I will chat with you later.
Awesome. Have a good one, guys.
Benny, Luke, love having you guys on. Love having you guys on. It's so much fun when the three of us can get together. Luke's on all the time, so I mean, everyone knows Luke. But Benny, you've only been on a handful of times now, probably even less than that, but still. Your insight is just fabulous, dude. Such a wealth of information. You basically walk on water, I always say. All right, guys. It's been fun, but we'll catch you next week.
Thank you for listening to Come On Man. If you're new to the podcast, I highly recommend reading How to Be a 3% Man by Corey Wayne at least 10 to 15 times. I recommend you watch his coaching videos on YouTube, and I recommend that you engage with other 3% men in our 3% Man Facebook group. Links to all of these are in the show notes. If you like this episode, please give us a good rating on your podcast platform of choice and share with all of your bros. Now go out and get it!